Today is December 10th, International Human Rights Day. And there's a protest of Verizon Wireless Store, 16th Street in Camelback in Phoenix, through a press release from the Arizona AFL-CIO. It states workers to rally on Human Rights Day to expose violations. Over hundreds working men and women, along with union and community leaders, will rally at the Verizon Wireless store to mark International Human Rights Day. They would charge that the employers like Verizon Wireless, Chase Roberts, Poulton, and other routinely violate workers' basic human right to freedom of association to form a union, and that U.S. labor law is helpless to stop them. The system for forming unions in this country is broken. They will charge employers routinely harass, coerce, and even fire people who try to form unions. They will spotlight workers and Verizon's wireless across the country who have been trying to form a union because of the need to improve health care, salary, and benefits. Employers have fired workers, threatened workers, and used intimidation to stop workers from forming a union. Rebecca Front, executive director of the Arizona AFL-CIO, stated, "The workers want a union to build a better life for the worker and their families. This is America, and our basic right should count for more, not less. The right to form a union is one of the basic human rights proclaimed in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, ratified by Eleanor Roosevelt, representatives of four-fifths of the United Nations member countries. On December 10, 1948, workers in the U.S. have fewer rights than workers in other industrial countries. We need Employee Free Choice Act to restore the freedom to form unions and bargain for a better life," stated David Blackburn, president, Local 1070. Research shows that 60 million people say they would join a union tomorrow if given the chance. Union makers members make 26% more than people without a union, or more likely to have health and pension benefits, according to government statistics.
We're here today. Today is International Human Rights Day, which is a day that we talk about workers' rights in the world. And we thought in Arizona that it would be good to talk about workers' rights here in Arizona. Verizon Wireless is a company that is refusing to be organized. They intimidate workers. They fire workers. They have cut back on health care, and we're asking them to treat their workers fairly. So we believe that while the rest of the world is talking about workers' rights today, we want Arizona to be talking about workers' rights too. We're asking people not to shop at Verizon and not to use Verizon Wireless until they treat the workers right. So we're gonna walk today for the workers that can't walk because they're afraid of being fired for their jobs. And we're gonna leaflet the Verizon store and ask people not to patronize or use Verizon until they treat their workers decently. It's kind of chilly out here, but we're willing to walk for workers that can't. So let's get walking. Let's go. Back and forth? Yeah. Front of Denny. Yeah. All right. I don't know how to get this to do with you.
Workers united, we never be divided. Workers united, we never be divided.
Workers united, we never be divided.
Workers united, we'll never be divided.
Workers united, we never be divided.
Workers united,
we never be divided.
Workers united,
we never be divided.
Workers united,
we never be divided.
Workers united, we'll never be divided.
Workers united, we never be divided.
Workers united, we never be divided.
Workers united, we never be divided.
No justice, no peace, no justice, no peace.
No fence.
No justice.
No fence.
No justice.
No fence.
No justice.
No fence.
No justice.
No fence.
No
fence.
Están abusando a los trabajadores y no le están permitiendo a expresar sus derechos de ellos en unión. Ese es el problema que estamos aquí nosotros en protesta el día de hoy.
Perfecto, Roberto, habla más que difícil.
Pues, bueno, nada más eso, que apoyemos a la unión porque es bueno.
Perfecto, gracias.
Ahora me quiero ver.
Okay.
Me quiero ver.
Buenas tardes.
Can you convert
that to
English?
Oh,
you
said
can you? Yeah, I can understand English.
Basically had it in there. Yeah, the reason that we're here is we're protesting Verizon Wireless because of the mistreatment of workers when they're trying to organize. You know, organizing, you know, having a union is a right that's recognized throughout the United States, throughout the world. And even so, Verizon Wireless is intimidating and firing workers and trying to obstruct their ability to organize a union within the company.
How is Verizon Pick compared to other businesses around town?
Yes, my friends, I wasn't here to give them an interview. You know what I mean? I don't want to go on the interview. I'll just translate what you asked me to translate it, so I translate. I'm not here to give you an interview.
Okay.
Responde! Responde! No responde!
What do we want?
Justice!
What do we want?
No!
What do we want?
Justice!
What do we want?
No!
Aquí, allá,
la lucha seguirá. Aquí, allá,
concludes reporting from 16th Street in Camelback, a protest sponsored by the Arizona AFL-CIO in front of Verizon Wireless store. There was only about a dozen and a half protesters there, and apparently people inside the store was running scared because at the end of the protest they called the Phoenix police, and about four police vehicles turned up, but the protest had just ended.